Let's face it, you can't please all the people all the time. In fact, some days you can't darn please anybody. And today was one of those days for West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin because he did the wrong thing. Now, let me preface this by saying that the little bit that I know of the senator makes me think he's a good man. I think most of us will remember that his introduction on the national stage was after those horrible events following the Sago mine disaster in West Virginia in early January 2007. Here was a man trying to heal his country, trying to heal his state, trying to heal people, some of whom he may have known personally, all of whom he became attached to. You'll recall also that Senator Manchin became Senator Manchin a month ago when he won a special election to replace longtime West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd, who passed away earlier this year. Now, Joe Manchin is up for re-election in 2012, and obviously the political climate of this country, and especially the political climate in his home state of West Virginia, looks like it's sliding right, at least to the middle, maybe even to the conservative side of the political aisle. And Joe Manchin knows that. Joe Manchin wants to be re-elected in 2012. Unfortunately, what he did today was to try to take the easy way out and the bad way out of a very complicated situation. As you know, on this particular Saturday, the U.S. Senate was voting to do two things: whether to vote fully for the DREAM Act and whether to vote fully to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell Gays in the Military Act. Well, Senator Manchin decided it would be a good idea not to vote for either today, and so he built a lame excuse. He said that he had a long-standing on his calendar family commitment to celebrate Christmas, that's right, Christmas, one week early because his entire family could not be together on Christmas Day. Now, I'm not going to say that the senator's lying, that's not fair. I'm not going to say that the senator should have known better, that's not fair. But I am going to say that the senator made a tremendous mistake. Because what he did was take the easy way instead of standing up, being a man, and voting yes or no on the DREAM Act and yes or no on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, why did he do it? Obviously, he recognizes that what his party would like him to do on those two issues and what many in his state would like him to do on those two issues are not the same thing. And so today, Senator Manchin decided that he wasn't going to please his party. He wasn't going to anger his opponents, so in an attempt to do nothing, he failed tremendously. The senator owes the good people of West Virginia an apology. He needs to stand up clearly and say, "I should have been in Washington, I should have been in the Senate that day, and I should have voted. And if I had been, I'd have voted this way on that issue and this way on that issue." Only then does he have the right, on this particular Saturday, to say that he effectively and appropriately led the state of West Virginia.